Chazisa, I see. Anil Chazisa Lu, Simidaisa, he saw these earthly kalim from the outside, they were sweating. Like when you put the chametz inside the pot, inside the plate, on the outside of the plate, he saw sweat. V'chivon demidaisa, since he sees sweat on the outside of the kli, so vaday boli, that's the proof that the tam of the spaghetti of the chametz went inside the kli and went through and through. And therefore the asiri, therefore he says it's also to use these kli cheres on Pesach. And my time, what's the reason? Ha-Torah he-ido ha-Kli Cheres. The Torah says, Eidah, the Torah proves it to us that a Kli Cheres, an earthly Kli, that was put into the oven, that was heated, first made in the oven, Shein Yoytze Midei Doitna Li'elam, that once a Tam of Issa comes inside the Kli, we cannot get extracted. And therefore the Kli remains also. So Rashi says, what does it mean? First of all, the Midai, so Rashi says, Mizian, that we see it sweat. The Bifnim Mibachutz, Machas Liyosan. Why is it sweating on the outside of the Kli? It must be because the tam of this chametz that comes inside the Kli goes straight through the Kli on the outside. So since these kalim have an absorbance that the tam goes through it, therefore the Kli remains also on Pesach. And Atari, the Rosh Hashanah, it says by Kli Midyon, Yishover. It says over there, by a metal Kli, you could kasher it through fire. We always say, Kubaleya Kach Poltoi. The same way the tam went into the kli, whether it's through a kli rishon or a kli sheni, that's the way you can make a hechsher, take the tam out. But that's only by metal or by wood. But by kli cheres, the Torah says, you shove it, the Torah says, there's no etza, you have to break it. The yein loy tayre el shvira, there's no way to a metayre of a kli cheres. The tam stays there. So you have to ask the question, why does it say a lashon of ein loy and the yoytze with definitely yoylam, tema? Let's put it back in the same oven where the kli was made. Like we had it more before. The minhag paradam chatis, agabi kli cheres, shel migdash umishanis lekli shenos and kishonos bishlayim. The Gemara's question is welcome there, and the Gemara answers, of course, you can't make a fire of a furnace in Yerushalayim, but outside Yerushalayim it's okay. See, by kli midyan in the midbar, what did the Torah say? You have to break it. You can't use it. Put it back into the oven like we had before. You put it to kishonos. He'll become mutter. So his answer is, the yenze nechshev yoytzei. That's not considered, you take the tam out of the kli. The yadir rabba, kliyacha chashvina ufnim chadoshes bolakan. It's considered like a new kli. If you put this first kli cheres into the oven again to bake it over again, it's considered like you're making a new kli. Not the pshat, you have the old kli here and you just extract the tam. If you make hagolah, you put into a hot, boiling hot water, that extracts the tam. It's called the old kli is here, you're making it kosher. That you cannot do by kli cheres. But putting it back into the oven is considered like you're making over the kli into a new kli. So that's not called, there's a tyra to the first kli. It's called the first kli is not here. So if you ever want to use the first kli, the Torah says no, there's no way to use the first kli, you have to break it.
Why
in Utsun? So I call upon, we have a question now. The question is, Maishno Miyai Nesach. So why, how come by Hilchas Yai Nesach, we just had, Dorash Luhidash, Dorash Lumurema, Remer Dashin, Kula Mani Dekun Yeshari. Remer just Dashin and Hilchas Yai Nesach. That if a Jew has a wine bottle and the guy touched the wine, meant Yai Nesach, Siri said it's kosher. All you have to do is just wash them out. Even an earthly kli, all these type of earthly kalim, whether it's white, black, or green, he said just wash them out with cold water, and it's okay. And here by Hilchas Pesach Hidashin, that it's also, that since the kli cheres is boleya, the tam comes inside the kli, it does not go out. So he said, maybe you'll answer me, chometz yiraisa. Hilchas chometz, that midiraisa, you not eat chometz on Pesach. So there were more machmir. But yayin esot rabbonim, maybe here we're only talking about Stam Yenim. We're not talking about the wine that they actually poured in front of the Avodah Zarah. We're only talking about wine that the Goyim touched, or Stam Yenim that they own. That's only Yosem Midirabonim. It's only Yigzera Otu, the wine that they actually poured in front of the Avodah Zarah. So maybe since Stam Yayin Esk was only Midirabonim, the Rabbonim will make all. And we say, no, that's not a good answer. Because usually we say, V'okol de Tokun Rabbonim, Kiyen Viraisa Tokun. Wherever the Rabbonim makes Takonis, so it's always like a diraisa. So true, yayin nesach stam yeinam of goyim is muta midiraisa. But Rabbanan said, no, you cannot drink this wine. We have to be afraid. Maybe you come to drink wine that they really poured in front of the Avodah Zarah. So since Rabbanan made this Yayin Asa, usually they give it the same Isurim as the Diraisa. So just like in the Diraisa, they tell them the Hilchos Chametz, that when Tom comes into the Kli Cheres, it does not go out, we cannot get it out. It remains also. So why by Yayin Asa the Apostle Mitz Mutter? The answer is, what? Right, right. Sos Mamashu, right, right. So the Mora finally asks, what's the answer? The answer is, the Mora says, the answer has to be, Zeh Tashmishu Bechamin, that chametz, spaghetti, you cook up, it's in a hot pot. So the heat, that's what brings the tam of the chametz into the Kli Cheres. And once it comes in, sure, then you can't get it out. But there over here by Yayin Nesach was there Tashmisha B'tzoinen. Our whole Gemara is talking about some wine. It's only served cold when you store it cold. Therefore, it never went into the Kli that much. Therefore, by Yayin Nesach, we're much more makel to say that it's enough just to wash it out. And that's the klal, that if the Kli is not made lekiyum, it's not made to store anything in it, then it's enough just to wash it out. If it has tar inside of the sefes, then it's a question. Then Rosh Shitra is the Chumrah, that it is Balaya, that even if it is Balaya, the heter then is to wash it out and let it stand in water for 3 days. Like for every 24 hours, spill out the water and replace new water, and then do it 3 times. And that's the way Yikasha Kelim from Yayin Nesach. Or else any Kli that stayed for 12 months also automatically is Mutter. That's a special heter by Yayin Nesach, since it's only Tzen and it's only cold. Now, Rabbi Akiva, it's a question which Rabbi Akiva this was, but, what? Yes, he says not Rabbi Akiva, that's to be because this question asked Rabbi Akiva didn't answer. But the story was of Akiva, loyally gives a grant to the city, Ginzik. And Boimene, the people there asked him 3 questions. They asked him, first of all, Misanis Lishois, or Ain Misanin Lishois. Could somebody fast half a day or not? Rashi learned the case is that a person missed breakfast, not Lishay Matinus. And it came lunchtime, he figured, listen, I fasted already half a day, let me finish off the day with Teres HaTainis. I'll get Scharvas fasting. So his first Mekabel to fast the rest of the day. The morning's fasting just happened to be he missed breakfast. He was a Mekabel the Tainis. So is this called the Tainis or not? Could you have such a Tainis that you're only mainly making the Kabbalah for the second half of the day? And what have it be all day? If Kiva couldn't answer, wasn't sure. Second question. Kan and Shalad Yechavim, these barrels, earthly Kli Cheres, barrels of Cheres, from Goyim, Asurim are Mutarim. Now when the Jews have to have them, can he store his wine inside or not? Is it kosher or not? Again, Lehavah B'yod, he wasn't sure. Third question, Bameh Shimesh Moshe Kol Shivas Yimehem Luyim. We know the first 7 days by the Luyim, Moshe was acting like the Koyim. He was doing the Avodah. It was only afterwards that Aaron took over. Now Rashi learns, Moshe le'nishtamish big dekuna. Moshe himself will not put on big dekuna. Why? The Sivit says, v'yosisa big dekodesh liyara nochicha. Only to a real kohen can he wear the begodim. V'uha yizar etzlan. Moshe was not a kohen at that time. He was called a zar. And therefore, how could he do the avoida altogether? It had to be the alpia dibur shimish. It was alpia dibur, a special aurora sure that Moshe was able to do the avoida then. And Vayhuska begodim does not say clearly he had a mitzvah to wear begodim. That's the question. If so, what type of begodim did Moshe wear when he was doing the avodah the first 7 days? And again, Lehoye biyodim, Lehoye biyodah, he didn't have the answer. So he wasn't sure. That's what he says. Not Mustafa, it was Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva Mustafa could have answered these questions. Therefore, Tayyid Gurus, Marukva. So that one was also Shobe Medrosha. Good. They went to the base of Medrosha and they asked the question there. So Amri there, they said over like this. Hilchos said the locher is yes, misanin l'shois, that you're allowed to make such a kabbalah on half of the day to finish off the day with the tainus. This is the Rashi Shita. I'm not sure the locher how it is, but this is Rashi Shita that the first half of the day you fasted, but not for teres and neder on tainus. Stam, you missed breakfast. Now by lunch you wake up and now you want to be mekabel. So Mora says, yes, you could be mekabel now to finish off the day with the tainus. And the Mishlin, if you do finish, Mispalo Tainus Tainus, you have to say Aneinu, whether it's by Mincha, whenever you're still fasting, you should say Aneinu, it's called, you're in the middle of a Tainus. Now, Ilkasa can Kanim Shlevi Kechavim, that these barrels of Goyim, so some of these barrels were Asuy Lekiyim, that they used to store their wine there more than 3 days, and therefore he entered them, Liyacha Yudbeis Chedesh Matarim. It does not help just to wash them out, because it is Asuy Lekiyim, therefore the answer is to wait for Yudbeis Chedesh, wait for 12 months. Who are then? It would also be good, probably, if they would soak it in water for the 3 days. If you let it soak for 24 hours, then empty out the water again, 2-3 times, that would also be kosher.
Do we say this by garnish your dishes, somebody buys dishes, unless they ever use, and they will not use the year?
See, it's a question. There is a sheet that says, yes, this applies to all over. Poshid, it's not a simple heter, because Poshid, the more just before said, there's only a special heter by Yai Nesach, which is only used by cold. Whereas a regular plate that sometimes you have to be afraid, maybe they used it with heat. Well, it's not 100%, because usually plates, by the time you put the food there, it's only cliche, and it's not really belay, it's not that hot, but sometimes maybe they put a hot piece of chicken on it. It's maybe clear, it looks like a clear ration. So you have to ask the Charlotte. There are certain times that make it with this, that if it's 12 months old, it's shakat chak, sometimes they'll tell you to make it also then, to soak in the water for 3 days. It is exhausted though. Not a simple heter, because mainly it's all about cold. By half, it's not so simple. But usually they're mitzarif with another one or two aterium, they use this also. Now if the dishes are 12 months old, then it's okay. Well, there'll be the same problem, it's hot. There's the same problem. It was made with hot. Dishwasher's up the question. Depends how it's made, how it's used. It's questionable. If the water, if it doesn't heat, if the water's not heated up inside it, they only use the water from the tap water. That water, that's more simple. Then you just have to let it run through. It could be all right. If it heats it up itself, it has its own heating system, then it's like a clearation, then it's a problem. Then you have to ask the shayla.
Plastic is kosher.
Right, that's a problem. Well, plastic alone would be so bad. Some people say plastic is a kosher plastic. It's the sides of it. Yeah, and the third question answered, what type of clothing did Moshe Rabbeinu use during these first 7 days? The Cholok Lovin, he wore white clothing. It was not big dekuna. He still wore nice white clothing. Rav Kana, Master of the Kana, also added to this. The Cholok Lovin, sure, was a white cloth. But Shemba Imra, it had no hem to it. Had no pockets like. So he says, Womshat, a Kamoya. Right. Womshat, a Vikulhoya, a Imra, a Fisha, Biza, Shebezehoya, Nikka, Yoysa, Chodesh, Taitan, Lakshavadam. Some want to say, it shouldn't be nicker as if he's stealing. So he doesn't like that shot. All right. Here he said, one shot of summer looks nice. It looks newer that way. If it was without a hem. Now back to Mishnah. Hachatzanim v'hazagim shtot kachotim. If you have the pits and the shells, after the goyim used it to make their wine, the leftover pits and shells, our Mishnah says it's also about nor still. And then it says it depends whether it's dried or wet. Tana Rabbanim. They're still wet, then they're also, they still have a time of Yai Nesach. First, they made wine from these grapes, so it had a shame Yai Nesach on it. So, calls them on, they're still wet, it has the Yisa Yivation, but once they dry out completely, then Mutarim. Now, Hai Ninu Lachin, Hai Ninu Yivation, what's called dried out, and what's called still wet? Amarav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Lacha means Kol Yudbeis Chodesh. The first 12 months, even though it looks dry to us, there's still some time of Yain inside them. And if a Jew would use them to put inside his Yain Nesech, it would give off time, would make it also. But Yevesh means Liyacha Yudbeis Chodesh. After 12 months, then it's okay. Then we say all the time is dried out completely, there's no more time Yain Nesech, now you could use these, eat them, or even put them into wine. When these pits and shells are also during the first 12 months, it's considered like it has a din of Yai Nesach on it, even though it's Stam Yenam, still it's also Bano, it's also to sell it. But after 12 months, then you should know Mutorma Filu Bachila. You're not even to eat these pits and shells, because there's no more time, there's no more Yai Nesach at all. Omer Rav Zvid. Hai du doi de chamra. Rashi, that's the shemorim, that's the sediment, the bottom of the wine, the yamoi, that comes out from Yai Nesach, the same halacha. Bosa trace the yachi shosa shari. If you take these sediments and let them stay for 12 months, After 12 months, they dry up so much that there's no more time of yain at all here. Therefore, it becomes mutter. Omar Rav Chaviva, Breid Rava, Hani Gulfi, also these barrels that the goyim saw the wine in it, Bosa Trace to Yachishasa, sure, the same thing, for yain Nesa, that's the locha. Since it's only used by cold, therefore after 12 months, it's mutter, there's no more time. And this is all one reason. The reason is that after 12 months, it's dried up so much that there's no more time there at all. Omar Rav Chaviva, Hani Aftor Titaya. Also, after Rashi says, Chamat Me'or, a flask made from skin. I have a very thick one. Also,